This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I am Katie McCowan, and I'm so glad that you are here today. I am really excited about the conversation that we are about to have with our guest, Lisa Allen. If you are just tuning in for the first time this month, we are in the middle of a series that I am calling Life Hacks, and we've had some really good conversations before this. Last week, we talked about taking control of our schedules instead of letting our schedules control us, and that is a part of why I'm so excited about this conversation, because today, our guest, Lisa Allen, is going to help us determine our bandwidth. And we're going to talk more about that in a minute. But before we get into it, let me, if you have not met Lisa, she has been a guest on the podcast before, but let me just tell you a little bit about her. Lisa has a passion for seeing women reach their fullest potential and live their best lives, which here on the Best Day Ever podcast, we believe happens when you live your best day ever every day. Lisa is the Executive Director of Ministry Training at Proverbs 31 Ministries, and she is also a certified DISC consultant and Gallup trained strengths coach. And she helps women harvest our dreams and the calling that God has placed within us as a part of His design for our lives. And so I am just thrilled to get into this conversation. Lisa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you. I love being back and I love listening to your podcast month to month. It is, it's changing me and I am living some of my best days. You give me a lot to think about. So thanks for that.
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad. You know, Lisa, this concept of bandwidth, I'm so excited to talk about because I'm going to be honest, I have, it was a bit of a revelation to me to consider that my bandwidth might be different than someone else's. I found myself watching other women and assuming that I should be able to produce the same way they produce. Mm-hmm. And not even considering that we might each have our own defined bandwidth that is available to us. So I'm just excited to hear about how you can help us determine that for ourselves.
Well, you are teeing this up perfectly because we're going to talk about that very thing today, about understanding your bandwidth. But the question I want to ask is, how stretched are you really? How stretched are you as we consider our bandwidth? And the best way that I do this is with an ordinary thing that you probably have in your desk drawer, and that is simply a rubber band when we think about our bandwidth. And if you pull it, you will see it will expand and contract. There's an elasticity within that rubber band, right? But what happens if you take that rubber band, Katie, and you pull it all the way as far as it can go, and you just keep it like that, you just keep it like that, eventually that rubber band is going to break. And it's such a warning for us that as we consider our own schedule, our own life hacks, our own bandwidth, if we live expanded all the time, we will break.
Even before it breaks,
yes,
it loses its shape and it's really not able to hold anything. You know, it's designed
so
to
true.
Hold. And it, even before it breaks, it will lose its shape and it really its ability to do its job.
That's such a good insight there because, and again, we want to be useful as followers of Christ. In fact, my passion is not only to help you understand your purpose, but to create capacity to live it. You know, even if you know what your calling is, if you're not carving out a life that has the bandwidth for all of the things that the Lord's put in for this season. And that makes me think about, you know, the elasticity of a rubber band. It's kind of when you read Ecclesiastes 3, there's kind of an elasticity to that chapter, isn't there? You know, that there's that God has woven seasons and ebbs and flows into our life. And so I want to start by reading a quote from a book that I read called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And the author is John Mark Comer. And he uses the illustration of a man that went on safari. and he hires some local porters to carry his supplies. And after an exhausting day of travel and a fitful night's sleep, he wants to get up the next day and continue the journey. But the porters refuse. And so this man is exasperated and he begins to bribe them and plead them, but nothing will get them to move, to pick up and keep going. And they, no matter what he did. And so he asked them, why? Why won't you move on? And their answer is, we're waiting for our souls to catch up with our bodies. And isn't that just an illustration? I don't think I fully understand how many times my body is running ahead of my soul, and how stretched I really, really am. And so the first thing that I want to talk about is kind of the myth that we believe. I do all the time, and a lot of the women that I coach do. And I call it the six-week myth. And that is when in 6 weeks, when this is over, it'll be different. So for me, you know, we're planning a wedding. And so when the wedding's over, we've got 35 days till the wedding. You know, in 35 days, things are going to be different. Or back in the day when we would travel as speakers, when travel season is over, maybe it's a work project. You know, after this board meeting is over, then my rubber band will contract. Or when the kids are in school, when the kids are out of school. And so it's that expectation that things are going to be different. And I want to be the one to tell you this. It's not great news, but it's true. And I'm going to speak truth. There'll be new stuff in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. There's stuff that we haven't even considered yet. And so when we think about our band and how stretched we are, we would never walk into a gym, for instance, and try to bench press 300 pounds. We just wouldn't do that physically. We understand physical limits on our body, but for some reason, we don't understand the practical limits of scheduling and choices and decisions and such. So now, Katie, here's the thing. I am not here to beat us up for being expanded. Because the fact that we have a rhythm to life, there will be expanded season. I'm in it with a wedding. I am in it. You know, anybody that's planned a wedding, it's an expanded season. Anybody who's taking care of aging parents, it's an expanded season. But what happens is after that wedding, after my rubber band is stretched, I'm gonna create space for it to contract. And so that I don't just keep putting stuff in it. And so I'm going to stop managing adrenaline. I think sometimes we get so used to running hard with our rubber band stretched to the fullest that we think that we can do it. I'm handling this pretty well. And all we are is managing adrenaline. And adrenaline is to help to get you through specific events, but not a way to live your life. And so I want to really challenge us to stop glorifying exhaustion. That's the reward, that if you're exhausted, you must be doing a good job.
One thing I notice is that oftentimes I won't realize my need to contract that rubber band until it's too late.
Yes.
Until I'm so stretched that maybe the rubber band breaks and then I'm like, oh man, I needed a season of contraction. And so I like what you're doing by helping us first, identify the seasons of expansion and then make a decision while we're there, knowing, being able to identify the season of expansion and then choosing while we're in the season of expansion, almost scheduling a season of contraction. So I love that we're being proactive when we think like that.
And the important thing to understand is nobody else can unstretch your band but you. We have got to take responsibility because nobody's going to come. Your boss isn't going to say, hey, you're a little stretched, so why don't you contract a little bit? You know, more often than not, we get ourselves into the stretched condition or the broken condition. So I'm going to say a statement that sometimes ruffles some feathers, but let me explain it. I believe that Jesus will help us carry our loads, but not our self-induced overloads. And that doesn't ever mean that Jesus leaves us. But sometimes when we are people pleasers, which is why our band is too stretched, or we're workaholics, And that's why our band is too stretched. Even procrastinators have a stretched band, believe it or not. They just stretch it a little bit differently and do it all at the last minute. And so sometimes I think Jesus lets us break a little bit so that we can go back to the rhythm that he has planned and modeled for our lives. And so we have to take responsibility for that band. So, Katie, I want to talk about an acronym I have for the word band, B-A-N-D, and give some tips on how we can do that. Are you up for this?
Let's do it. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So let me give you my acronym. For band, the B is bandwidth. The A is assess your season. The N, navigate your time. And the D, don't fear the disappoint. So let's look at B for bandwidth. I want to really encourage you to be honest with your bandwidth. This, again, is a little bit like that six-week myth or lie that we don't really take the time to see how expanded we really are. And so I like to look at my gauges, my life gauges. You know, am I stressed? Am I impatient? Am I having emotional reactions? Am I keeping score? Am I isolated? You know, those are clues that my bandwidth is getting limited and that I might be headed for a break. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I have on my website, I have a capacity assessment, and it's just a series of questions you can ask yourself to see how close to maybe breaking your band are you by assessing a lot of different things that our behaviors do. And so some of the things might just be going through the motions, you know, or here's one of them for me too. When at the end of the day, everybody else in my world has made me mad and is wrong. That's usually a pretty big clue. Like first
there is
of all,
something wrong with everyone, yes, but me.
But me. Exactly. Exactly. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I'm like, okay, it's probably not them. So that's your B. That's your bandwidth. Now the next is A, assess your season. And again, seasons are different. And Ephesians 15 says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. And so how do we make the most of the season that you might be in rocking babies? You know, like how do you make the most of that season? Being wise about it. Maybe, Katie, you just wrote a book. You know, I would, because I walked through some of that with you, your time looked different in your book writing season than it does now, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And, you know, that was really something that you taught me, because I remember when all of my kids were about to go to school and I was kind of going, oh, I'm going to have so much time to do. And you were like, hey, Katie, I remember you doing this. I don't know if you do. But you said, hey, will you call me when that happens?
Yes.
I just want to talk you through some things, because what you were doing is you were cautioning me about stretching my band beyond its ability, but beyond my capacity.
Yes.
Because I thought I was going to have so much more time than maybe I'd had before. And you wanted to caution me to be very careful about how I manage my bandwidth during that season.
because we overestimate it. And so one of the classic examples in the pandemic right now is most people through the pandemic worked at home rather than driving to an office, which for a lot of people gave them an extra 30 to 60 minutes a day. But I'm not seeing people reclaiming that. It's been expanded in their band. And so we have to not only pay attention to our bandwidth, but we have to be honest with our season, you know, finishing your master's degree, or, you know, if you have a senior in high school, it's the proms and the concerts and all the last stuff. But we have to live wise, making the most of those opportunities there.
And, you know, Lisa, one thing, when you talk about being honest with our seasons, I wonder if we don't somehow maybe prioritize certain things that we think should take more of our time. And I'll be honest, you know, so Lisa knows several months ago, I got COVID and I was blessed to be able to have manageable symptoms. I was home the entire time and, you know, it never got very serious the way some cases obviously have. But I did experience a lot of fatigue. And one thing that I learned coming out of that season was the amount of bandwidth required of me just to be mom.
Yes.
And so for those of you who might be new, I have six children ranging from a first grader to a ninth grader right
Bless you.
And it was as though somehow, and honestly, maybe it's because I've done this. I've been mom to six now for several years, and maybe I just became, comfortable in that space, or maybe it became a little more normal. And so I began to add things, but I was reminded about the amount of bandwidth required just to be mom. And since then, I have been more guarded about my yeses outside of my mom role in this season. And so it's interesting how sometimes we can almost dismiss things that really do require a lot of our bandwidth, or that we'd really like to offer a lot of our bandwidth to, but somehow we give it to other things, and then we're frustrated in those spaces.
Yes, yes. And the other thing is, we get so used to living in that stretch of space because you were so efficient being a mom of six kids that you don't realize how much is to the minute. And therefore, we have to weave in margin because when COVID hits, when the car breaks down, when your husband, you know, has a business meeting unexpectedly, all those kind of things, is if we have no margin, that's when we stretch and break because we haven't built capacity to respond to life. And that's why we have to pay attention. And that kind of tees up the next. So we talked about bandwidth and assessing your season. The N is navigating your time, and navigating your time can be the difference between burning out and burning bright, because we can't get more than 24 hours. And so, you know how you opened up and you talked about not comparing your capacity to someone else's. I learned this through margins, but not margins in my time. I learned it through margins on my Word document and on Word on my computer. Because when you open a Word doc, it has normal margins. It has a normal setting. And so this is where we also have to get honest about our time. What is your normal setting? So for me, my normal setting, I need 9 hours of sleep. You know this, you've traveled with me, it's pathetic. But I am better. I can do more with my rubber band when I acknowledge that. You know, maybe somebody listening is a single mom. Well, their normal is going to look very different. Maybe somebody's a grandma and they don't have children, six kids in their home. Their normal is going to look different. But we have to get very honest with ourselves, with our time and how we navigate it. And the other thing about our time, I have noticed that choices are a big deal with our time, because our time represents a lot of different choices. And so we have to choose sometimes just taking back 15 minutes a day can help take the tension off of our stretched rubber band. Maybe it's doing laundry once a day rather than 6 hours on Saturday. Or, you know, for maybe it's the social media. Maybe it's putting your phone down. I read an article recently that said that we touch our phone 2,617 times a day. Now, can you imagine how much time we could get back if we divided that even in half?
And so, you know, Lisa, when you talk about your phone, I just feel like too, that's so, it's such an easy thing to go to. I mean, listen, I don't want to get too, you know, TMI, but how many of us, I'm just like, be real with me. How many of us take our phone in the bathroom with us?
Like, oh, for sure.
To have something to do. And honestly, like maybe you're producing, like maybe you're doing, you're producing in the bathroom on your phone. You're sending an email or a text message, or maybe you're scrolling. I don't know. But my point is that we feel like maybe somehow we're expanding our bandwidth when we do that. But I don't think we are. I think we're stretching it beyond its capacity, or we are, maybe we think we're resting and we're not. Not resting. That's not the equivalent. Scrolling social media is not the equivalent of rest. And so I think that when we talk about our time, those are really important conversations to have, or at least things to examine.
Yes. Yes. And another thing, when you said resting, is Sabbath and stillness and silence. We have to weave that into our rubber band. We have to put that in our time with God. And the Lord keeps teaching me there's a difference between like being still because of a spiritual discipline, being still before the Lord, and being still just because you're exhausted. You know, I sometimes think I'm being still before the Lord. I'm just tired, right. You know, or being silent because of a spiritual discipline versus I used all my words in Zoom meetings all week, you know? And so we have to make sure that time with God is inside that rubber band, or we'll find ourselves, without elasticity. 'Cause that's part of the secret sauce of being elastic. It's going and letting the Holy Spirit give us the energy we need for the day ahead. So also with our time, we need to find, to ask ourselves the question, what needs to find space on your calendar? Okay, maybe a Sabbath, maybe a date night, and what needs to be taken off your calendar? Because women, we get really good at just keeping everything in that rubber band. And if we did it last year, we'll just do it this year. We always do that, right? And so really get good at taking something out of your rubber band, but putting something in that's good, and managing not only your time, but also your energy. This is something I don't think we give enough credit to. And I've just learned this in the last couple years, that different things in my rubber band require different amounts of energy, even if it's the same amount of time. So let me give you an example of what that is. Sometimes a 30-minute conversation can take more energy than a 3-hour writing project. You know, it could be a tense conversation. It could be somebody, it could be a 30-minute meeting that requires an immediate decision. And so pay attention not only to the blocks of time that you put on your calendar, but think strategically through your energy. You know, am I better doing this in the morning when I'm fresh, or in the evening, you know, when I can do something more routinely?
My husband is one, like, he will always advocate for, Kate, if you're going to put something in your life, if you're going to put something on the calendar, what are you taking off? He is always, he helps me because I will jam pack.
I will.
That my nature is to want to do it all. Not because I feel like I have to, but because I actually want to. And I will try to. And then I will ultimately break. And so that is something that as we have, the longer we've been married, the more children we've had, the more things that have come across our desk for a yes or a no, he has always advocated for, okay, but if we say yes to this, what are we going to say no to? And I think that's just a good habit to, before we give a yes, do we need to take something off before we ask, you know?
Yeah. And ultimately you are responsible for that. Even if Luke brings the idea to you, Katie, it's within you to raise up and say, you know, you're right. I'm taking this out. I'm taking this off the calendar. And so again, it's that self-leadership to manage our time and manage our band. So, okay. So we talked about bandwidth, assessing your season, navigating your time, and the D, this is a complicated one. It's don't fear the disappoint. And I want to ask this question. What is it in your band that's there because you know taking it out will disappoint someone? So many things, so many times, you know, I've always run VBS. They expect me to run VBS. I always host Thanksgiving, even though it might like rip through your whole family like crazy, you know. I'm always in charge of planning the family reunion, you know. Aunt Susie will be really upset with me if I drop that ball. I'm always the chairperson, you know. The fact of the matter is sometimes our rubber bands are stretched because we're afraid of disappointing somebody. And I just want to challenge, this is when it's really easy to go back and make the decision based on what God is asking of you. God, do you want me to host VBS this year, Thanksgiving? Do you want me to be the head of this chairperson of this committee for a year ahead? And as God directs you, if he says no, then you don't have to fear disappointing people. You only have to fear disappointing God. And so that to me, is a lot easier. I can face disappointing something if I've prayed about it and I don't have a peace that God is directing me that way.
And I think sometimes when we haven't experienced when we're so accustomed to experiencing living with that stretched band, we don't know what we're missing. And so if we get a taste of living each day not stretched to the max and very near a breaking point,
yes,
when we begin to experience what it is like to live within the boundaries and the bandwidth that God has given us and not live outside of that, then, because I know both sides of this, I have been stretched and I know what my life is like then, and I have lived with the confidence to say no to things, not because I don't feel like it, but because I truly don't believe that it's what God has called me to do in that season. And the freedom and the lack of pressure that you find when you are able to say, no, I'm sorry, that's not what God is calling me to. And there is a freedom from the disappointment, because you are at peace with doing God's will. And you know, Jesus is that, you've said this in this conversation that Jesus modeled this for us.
Yes.
And I believe it is in John 6 when he said, as clearly as you could ever state it, I have come to do the will of my Father.
Yes.
That was where it began and where it ended with him, the will of his Father.
Yes.
And it can be the same for us.
Yes. And I think you hit on something really important is when you get stretched and live more robotically than you realize, that's that adrenaline management that I talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. It takes, if you are going to treatment for burnout, if you're in actual all-out burnout, the diagnosis of burnout, the prescription is sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. And sleeping. It takes your body so long to get back to normal because you've lived outside of it for so long. And that's why the daily choices are important, the weekly, because they pile up. And and before you know it, you turn around. And so just as we tie this up today, I want to give you three words to think about your band. I want you to three words, and they are assign, design, and shine. So the first is assign. What has been assigned to you that only you can do? You know, raising your kids. It's hard to hire that out. That doesn't mean you don't need help. You know, enlist all the help. Maybe it's an assignment at work that you've delegated as much as you can, and that project has to be yours. Katie, nobody else could write the book that you wrote. You know, that was an assignment that's yours. And we actually have this modeled in Acts 6 when the apostle said it wouldn't be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait tables. They realized that inside their rubber band had been dropped in waiting tables, but they're that wasn't their assignment. Mm-hmm. And so they took that out of their rubber band and they contracted it back and focused on the ministry of the Word of God. So that's a sign. Design. What have you been designed to do? And so think about your spiritual gifts, you know, that God's given you those gifts to benefit the body of Christ, you know, and sometimes we stop using our spiritual gifts because of things we should do. You know, like I used to sing in the choir, but I felt like I should probably work in the nursery. Now, that's not an excuse not to work in the nursery, but do you know what I'm saying? Like there's so many things that that God has given us that are a gift to ourselves and the body of Christ. So think about your design that over time, maybe you've stopped doing some of the things that are unique to you, even if it's just a hobby. You know, some those hobbies are there to renew and to fuel you for the assignment that God has for you. And then the last is shine, is that we are all reflecting something, and our lives will either be a shining example or a horrible warning. And are you shining the reflection of your Creator? And the fact of the matter is, when we're rushed and impatient and stretched, we can't reflect Jesus. you know, and this is what we are here to be, mirrors and reflectors of Him.
I love that. And I want to close with this because you mentioned it, and you have alluded to it a couple of times, but the way that we're so quick to be able to realize our physical limits, but we don't always see it transfer. And then you also mentioned the body of Christ. And so here's what I want to say as we close this conversation is that it isn't just about us as individuals, because as believers in Jesus, we are all called to the body of Christ. And my example of this is one day in my 20s when I decided to do a high kick and I stretched my hamstring beyond its limit when I did my high kick. And I ripped it and I strained it. And the issue though is that I did not just impact my hamstring when I did that. Wow. I am now 20 years beyond that. Mm-hmm. And I still have issues with my entire right leg. It goes into my hip. It goes into my lower back. It goes into my quad muscle. I am still aware all of these years later, in many ways in my entire body, of one thing that I did to one muscle decades ago. Because when one member of the body is stretched and breaks, the rest of the body is impacted.
Yes.
And I just want us to consider that as we consider our place in the body of Christ, that what we choose to do by guarding our capacity and determining our bandwidth and living within the appropriate boundaries that have been put into our lives, when we choose to do that, we're not just doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for the body of Christ that we are a member of, and we're doing it for those who we interact with daily. It is a blessing to them. It strengthens them when we choose to be intentional in determining our bandwidth.
Good word.
Lisa, thank you so much for being here today and for everything that you have shared with us. It gives us a lot to think about.
Oh, thank you, Katie, for having me.
And I hope that you can take what you have learned here, go by Lisa's website and do that capacity assessment. And I just hope and pray and know that as we begin to determine our bandwidth, it will help us live every day as our best day ever.